after Mrs. Moshe break, may today's learning be as chus for his neshama. Again, he told it to me. Okay, you still have your question on the Gemara before? If you do, this is the time to discuss it on the Gemara before. What?
That's question number two was maybe misworded.
Why?
Maybe this should say yesh. Why isn't Eli a source for ain shliach with varavera if shnei suvim ain melamed? Should be yesh shliach.
Yesh shliach with varavera, correct. Right. Sorry, it should be yesh shliach with varavera. Okay. Yes.
At the end of the day, when they're swearing, does it really matter who they have to swear to?
At the end of the day, no. That's what they claim. Whatever they claim, they have to back it up with a shvuah.
But does it just happen to be this?
Exactly. Okay. So, you're right. Okay, we are up to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And we are up to three lines before the end of the narrow lines. The last word on the line. And we're dealing with the machloikis of Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. If the machloikis amaroim, whether the machloikis tanoim exists by kedushin. We had a machloikis tanoim by gerushin. Can a nara accept her own get? Tanakama said, Rabbi Chachamim said, yes. And Rabbi Yehuda said, ein shtei yadayim zeichus ka'achas. As long as her father has rights, she has no right to accept it as an arusa. There was a machloikis amiroim, whether that machloikis would apply to kedushin as well. Rish Lakish said yes, and Rabbi Yechanan said no. That's the machloikis we left last week. Now we're going to try to prove one of them right. Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Ish Mekadesh is Vitak Shinara, Baya Bishluchai. The Mishnah said a father can be Mekadesh his daughter when she's a Nara, either through him or through his agent. Now, it doesn't say that when a girl is a Nara, she can either do it herself or her father. It seems to indicate this is exclusively the father's right. Because the Mishnah says a man can be Mekadesh his daughter as a Nara. Doesn't say he or she can do it. Doesn't say that. If Rish Lakish is right, why is the Mishnah saying Ha'ish Mekadesh has beaten Shinara? It should say when she's a Nara, they both can do it. Baya b'shlucha en, baya b'shlucha lai. But she can't do it. Jufta the Rish Lakish. Amalach Rish Lakish, hanami Rabbi Yehuda. I said it to Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda said, ain't shtai yadayim zeichus ka'achas. He would hold it just like by Gerushin, the girl has no right as a Nara. By Kedushin, she has no right. So the Mishnah that indicates that it's the father's exclusive right is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So you can't ask me from a Mishnah, because I'm agreeing that it's a machloikis tanoim. I didn't say everybody says it doesn't work by kedushin, that it works by kedushin. I said the same machloikis that exists by gerushin exists by kedushin. There is a machloikis. You have a Mishnah, it's going like the other man, the Amar. Rashi.
This is not the Mishnah,
that's
right?
Yes, it is.
Right after that.
No, that's not a Nara. The Mishnah, this was before, it was before that, not after that. First the Mishnah said, Ish Mekadesh Baya B'Shlucha. Then it said, Isha Miskadesh is Baal B'Shlucha. That's talking about an adult lady. It doesn't say Nara.
It doesn't say twice.
Again, Nara is afterwards. We're giving the father a right when she's a Nara. The Mishnah before talked about a regular man and a regular woman. Allowed a man to make a shliach, allowed a woman to make a shliach. Then the Mishnah switches tracks and says, by the way, a father has a right in the Nara. It sounds like it's giving him exclusive rights. Rashi. No. We can live that way. Enough so that Rish Lakish doesn't feel that it slugs him up. Let me just explain. Rish Lakish didn't make this up. He based it on the Yatzah V'Hoysa. So it's not like he's coming out of, you know. So therefore, he says it's the Machloikas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Baal B'Shlucha Loi, I'm a Nara Shesh Le'av Le'av Mekacha Atzma, because how could I talk, and the Gemara in its question thought, Divri HaKoyal Hi, that the Mishnah is accepted by everybody. Period. Gemara's answer is, no, that's Rabbi Yehuda speaking. End of story. Correct the Gemara. Can you say that the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? Meaning, we're going to prove from a subsequent Mishnah that that Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Yehuda. And usually, Mishnayos in the same Perek are offered by the same Tana. When it has no name, and you have a Mishnah that's going not like Rabbi Yehuda, then it makes sense to say that the previous Mishnah was also not Rabbi Yehuda. That's the assumption of the Gemara, that when a Mishnah and a Perek is being following a certain opinion, it goes throughout. It doesn't switch in midstream. And here we're going to see that the next Mishnah, which is coming up, can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So it makes sense, logical, to say that the Mishnah before wasn't Rabbi Yehuda either. So how could you, Rish Lakish, answer me, it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, when the next Mishnah can't go like Rabbi Yehuda? Now, I want to introduce the next, what's bothering the Gemara. Nothing to do with Shlichus. There's a Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos that when a person says, Shvua Leilach, Leilach, person says, two five people are saying, give us the pekadon we gave you. And he says, Shvua Leilach, Leilach, the Leilach. Right? He says, try to remember, he says, I just want to make sure I got it right, because it's very, it's, let's name it again. Right. Leilach, Leilach, Leilach. If he said the word Shvua once, and then he said, Leilach, Leilach, Leilach. Is that five separate Shvuas? Or is that one Shvua? A guy, five people came over to him, and they said to him, we gave you something. Each one claims to have given him a pekudin. So he's obligated to swear that he did not receive the pekudin. He says, one time the word Shua, and follows it up, not to you, not to you, not to you, not to you. Is that five Shuas or one Shua? Because if he admits he lies, he has to be a carbon usham for each of these Shua Sheker. Now, how many does he have to bring? Did he swear once falsely? Or did he swear five times falsely? So that's a big machlokes. There are three different opinions. One is not clear in the Mishnah. Two are clear. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you say loilach, loilach, loilach without a connecting vav, not saying loilach, viloilach, viloilach, if he would do that, that would be one shvua. But if he says loilach, 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 it's five different shvuas. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Shimon says, unless you say the word shvua five times, it's one shvua. You have to say Shvua Leilach, Shvua Leilach, Shvua Leilach, Shvua Leilach, Shvua Leilach. If you don't say the word Shvua five times, it's considered one Shvua. There's a third opinion called Remeir. Remeir is not clear, and the Gemara in Shvua has a machloikus what Remeir means. The Gemara here does not get involved in it. So I'll mention it as we learn it. But again, there's two Mandiyamim in Shvua, and I'm not going to get involved in both Mandiyamim. I'll pick one. And that is that Remeir is the exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. He holds if you make the vav, viloilach, viloilach, then it's considered separate shvuas. And when you say loilach, loilach, then it's considered one shvua. The exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds with the vav it's one, without a vav it's five. He holds with a vav it's five, without a vav it's one. That's one man the other is after shvuas. There's another way of learning Remeir. We're not getting involved in that. Not again. The next mission is going to talk about Kedushin. He's Mekadosh a lady. He's Mekadosh a lady. Right? That's the Mishnah coming up. It says, he's Mekadosh a lady. I'm just going to look at the Mishnah. What's the reason? Right? He says, it's Kachali b'tomorrow zoo. It's Kachali b'tomorrow zoo. And he hands her a date. Then he hands her another date. It's Kachali b'tomorrow zoo. And he adds her a third date. So if there's no, if none of the dates are worth a pruta, she's not Mekadoshes. That means we view this as separate acts of Kedushin. Had he said, his kachali with three dates, that if the three dates together are worth a pruta.
How many women are there?
One woman.
Together they would make a
shavu pruta. The Mishnah says we look at everyone individually. And the Mishnah says which case? He said, Hiskachi libezu. The inference is that if he would not have repeated Hiskachi three times, if he would have said Hiskachi libezu, bezu, bezu, would be one act of Kedusha. That means he has to repeat Hiskachi to separate the act. If he wouldn't say Hiskachi each time, we would look at it as one act of Kedushin. By saying Hiskachi three times, he's making it into three acts of Kedushin.
Now, one second.
This is very similar to the same thing by Shvua, where Reb Shimon said, unless you say Shvua five times, it's one Shvua. Reb Yehuda said, no. Even if you said the word Shvua one time, as long as you say, not to you, not to you, not to you, it's five separate Shvuas. So then, according to Yehuda, he would say, Eskachili bazoo, 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 it's one bite of Kedushin. The Mishnah later on says, it's not one bite of Kedushin. It's considered, according to Yehuda, it would be five separate mites of Kedushin. The Mishnah says it's only five separate mites of Kedushin because he repeated his Eskachi five times. That means the Mishnah is going like a Shimon, not like a Yehuda. So how could you answer that our Mishnah is like a Yehuda when the next Mishnah has to be going like a Shimon, not like a Yehuda? That's the Gemara's kasha. Meaning, the Mishnah later on has nothing to do with Shlichus. It has nothing to do with a daughter and a father. There's a separate case there where a guy makes Kedushin to a woman using multiple dates, and he repeats each time, this should be the Kedushin, this should be the Kedushin, this should be the Kedushin. The Mishnah says, one of them has got to be worth a pruta, if not, she's not Mekadeshes. Mashmah, had he not repeated, this should be the Kedushin, he would just say, you Mekadeshes with this, 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 and this, it would be one act of Kedushin. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that when you do this, 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 and this, it's separate acts, just like by Shvua, Leilach, 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 it's considered five separate Shvuas. So that means the Mishnah later on is not going like a Yehuda. So the Gemara is saying to Rish Lakish, how could you answer me that the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda when the next Mishnah is not going like a Yehuda? Let's read it inside. Usually in a Perek, all Stam Mishnahs are written by the... This is what the Gemara says.
It's like that's close to
me. Good. Back to Gemara, and it says there that one of them has to be worth a pruta. We do not combine the value of all the dates together. Ramina Mantana Iskachi Iskachi. And we say, who is this Tana that says that if you repeat, the only time they don't combine is if he makes different acts of Kedushin by saying Iskachi? Yamarabba Rab Shimini. He's the one that says in Masechta Shavuos that it's considered one Shavua unless you say Shavua for each one. Therefore, here it's considered one act of Kedushin unless you repeat it Iskachi each time. So, it can't be like a Yehuda. How can you say it's going like a Yehuda? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Mantana, the Rashi before, is Kachili. Yesh v'akas mem Shavu Pruta Mekudeshes, the Ma'av aim at start from the Shavu Pruta. If not, they do not combine. The Kivan Dharma b'chol chokri is Kachi. Kachoda avi Kedushin v'api Namshayu, each one is considered Kedushin by itself. Man tana the bein and iskachi iskachi v'loy amr iskachi l'chochodra eli iskachi li bezu bezu avim etzar fil lepruta. Who's the one that said that with one iskachi we would combine them? Reb Shimoni. Lamer gabe chamisha tayv in my side. Five people were asking him for a pekut, 10 lona pekut and shesh biyadcha. They're each saying, give us what we gave you. V'yam ashua shein lach biyadi loylach v'loylach ein achai v'lachas at shiyay meshua l'chalach v'yechad. He's not chayiv unless he repeats the word shvua five times, period. So how can you say that the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda? Dr. Gemara, that's not a problem, because v'chitei makula Rabbi Yehuda, u'beprati sava like Rabbi Shimon. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon in Masechta Shvuos. Who says that Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rabbi Shimon there. You're assuming that if it's Rabbi Shimon, it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Shimon and holds that you have to say Shmuel for each one. That's the Gemara Misavra law. Tanya, we learned. Zaklo. This is the rule. Kolal, you made one group, one thing, and a Chayav Elachas. Parat, if you specified, Chayav Elachas Yachas. Dibir Meir. Now, Remeir does not explain what he means by klal and what he means by prat. Doesn't explain. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, loy lach v'loy lach shvua, chayva kalachas v'yachas. Sorry, I'm skipped. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, shvua loy lach, chayva kalachas v'yachas. Here's Rabbi Yehuda clearly saying, one word shvua, followed by loy lach, chayva kalachas v'yachas. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lezer Aymer, loy lach, shvua, chayva kalachas v'yachas. Rabbi Lezer says, if shvua is at the end, he says, not to you, Shua. Then it goes on all five. He, the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, Shua, the beginning goes on all five. Rabbi Lezer says, Shua, the end goes on all five. And if Shimon, I'm going to have a Shem, Shua, the Halach of the Echa. So he sees clearly Rabbi Yehuda does not agree to Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishnah later on is Rabbi Shimon. That means it's not Rabbi Yehuda. So, Digamore, that's not a problem. Because a cooler Rabbi Shimon, he, but Mishlicha Savalak of Yehuda. You're right. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. But what does Rabbi Shimon hold the rights of a girl? We don't know. Maybe he holds like a Yehuda. And the male, the Mishnah is fine. Meaning Rish Lakish is saying, I only said the Drabbanan argue and say a woman can be Mekadosh herself. Rabbi Yehuda said no. Rabbi Shimon holds like a Yehuda. So the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, by the next Mishnah. The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, who happens to agree to Rabbi Yehuda that a father has exclusive rights of Gerushin and of Kedushin. So we just substituted a name. Instead of saying our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, we'll say our Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon, we don't know what he holds in this halacha. Rish Lakish just told me, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
I thought they disagree on how
they disagree in Shvua. And they disagree by Kedush, Hiskachili. But in the first Mishnah, which limits the exclusive, again, there were two separate questions here.
One by marriage. And
then
by just
going on a... One's by whether a father has exclusive rights or a girl has rights. And one was, when you say Kedushin, do you have to repeat the word five times or not? Rabbi Shimon is the one that said the only time it separates is you repeat the word five times. So he's definitely the author of the second Mishnah. Now, in the first Mishnah, all it said was that the girl has no rights. That's what it said. Only the father has rights. We attributed that to Yehuda because he's the one that told us. Rav Shimon agrees to him. So it could be Rav Shimon is the author of the Mishnah. So instead of saying this Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda, say it's like Rav Shimon. He happens to hold like Rav Yehuda. We don't know that he does. We don't know that he doesn't. But you can't slug me up, Rish Lakish says, because you're right. The Mishnah is Rav Shimon. I'm just telling you, Rav Shimon happens to agree to Rav Yehuda. Rashi. I did Rib Shimon. So Prati Savala Krib Shimon. Mechashim Prati Hashem Elchalecha Shvua. Maybe Rib Yehuda holds a Krib Shimon. And Mar proves that's not true. Kalalei Nechayev Elachas. And Rashi does not get into Rib Meir. Rashi says, Ubi Shvua is Mevarish Ezer Klos Rib Meir Pratai. You want to know Pshat and Remeir? Go learn Masechta Shavuos. Not Negei our Gemara, because we're only interested in Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right? Remeir happens to be there. We're not explaining him. Shavua, She'elach b'yadi v'leilach, Chayev Hashem Gzeles. You Chayev one Hashem Gzeles. Leilach, Davka b'loi vav. V'loilach, v'loilach klolahav. If you shoot the holes, if you add a vav, makes it one. Loy lach v'loy lach shua. The beina shua b'achreina. Reb Lezer holds you need shua at the end. Avim hiske shua tchila loy shadina nakula. He argues and he says if you say shua at the beginning, it would only go in the first one. Uklal lahava, and it would be considered a one shua.
Shua in the beginning. Shua in the beginning, even with vav.
Right, but even if Yehuda holds with vav, it's one.
How about
according to... even without the verb, it's one. If Shua is at the beginning. Ella Masnisin the Skachi is Skachi Reb Shimon. He Ubishlicha Sabin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Vi of Elohi. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the father and not her. I did mention, and I'll mention again just to be intellectually honest, that there's a machloikis from Meir's opinion, which the Gemara here doesn't deal with, which Rashi here doesn't deal with. But I remember one of the two Mandiyamim. There's two Mandiyamim there. One Mandiyamim says, and I'll just speak at him, is that Meir holds, you have to say, Shvur loy lochem. The minute you say, lecha, 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 it becomes separate, it's not considered one Shvur. Whereas, if you say loy lochem, then it's one Shvur. He doesn't differentiate with a vav, without a vav. That's one Mandiyamim there. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rav Asi la'ol l'bei medrash. It was one day, Rav Asi didn't come to the base medrash. Askechel Rav Zera. Then he found Rav Zera later in the day. Amalei my amar edim b'bei medrash. What did they learn today in the base medrash? What happened today? What did I miss? Amalei avano l'ayo. So Rav Zera said, I also didn't go today. But Rav Avin who d'ayo. Rav Avin did go, and I met Rav Avin, and he told me what happened. V'yamar. Chavrusa kula k'Rabbi Yechanan. The whole chevra, the whole group held like Rabbi Yechanan that by kedushin, everybody holds the father has exclusive rights. V'tzavach Rish Lakish kikruchya, and Rish Lakish kikruchya, and Rish Lakish yelled like
a crane.
It's a kind of bird. V'yatzav ha'itza. How can you fellows say that Kedushin, the girl has no rights? Why is it different than Gerushin? The Yatsav Ha'isa. Rish Lakish was yelling this. The Lekad Ashikvei, nobody cared. Nobody listened to him. That's what happened in the Beis Medrash today. Amrlei, so Rav Asi says, Rav Avin Bar Samchu, can you rely on Rav Avin? Is he reliable? He tells you what happened in the Beis Medrash today. Is he reliable? Meaning, is it possible that he didn't forget, that he might have forgotten and said things not accurately? Amalei, so he answered him in, he's reliable on this. Kiminyama latignehu. It went straight from the sea into the frying pan. Meaning he had no time to forget. I met him right after he came out of the base mattress. So it was like from the sea right into the frying pan. A guy has a frying pan right next to the sea, catches the fish, he dumps it into the frying pan. Now, it's not saying Rav Avin is not reliable. He said over here, you don't have to rely on him. It happened right away, so therefore you don't have to worry about it. Rashi. Look to Rashi. I know Nami Lahavi be Madrasha, Rav Avin might be Madrasha. Hu Amali Shachashi Yatsan. He told me after he left. Shechivru kol chaburas beis medrash. All the groups in the beis medrash got together. Benimnu v'gamru k'Rabbi Yechanan, and they voted like Rabbi Yechanan. The kedushin avi avlohi, that by kedushin the father has exclusive rights. And Rish Lakish screamed kikruchya targum shel ogur, the targum of ogur, which must mean a crane. B'yatzav ha'isa kacha yitzayak. This is what he was screaming. B'yatzav ha'isa havaya ki yitzia. Kedushin is like gerushin. Ma gerushin ben hi ben avia. Kedushin ben hi ben avia. And they didn't care.
What does that mean, they didn't care?
They didn't accept his taina. They still voted against him. Meaning he kept on tining, and they said, we disagree. We got some vices, not on that.
They're doing a psak in the yeshiva?
It's Rabbi Yechanan's yeshiva. They voted to pass like Rabbi Yechanan. I mean, whoever yeshiva was. Amalei v'avim bar samchu. V'loshen sheilek amalei. U'boki atib r'abav v'shesh l'smechal dvarav. Do you know Rav Avin so well that you can rely on him? So Medakdik Bushmasa, he's careful in the halacha. She'ena Meshakeach, he doesn't forget. So he told them, Kimyam Latig, Lahoya Leshah Shikha Mintayim. He had no time to forget. The Shiatim Beis HaMedrash, Amli Miyad, he told it to me right after he came out. Kishay Ladag Brayam, like a guy who pulls a fish from the river. By Machbus Nesuna al, what's that word? Hachur?
Four.
What?
Or
on the fire. Besitai b'taychah l'shem and l'tagnoi. To put it into oil to fry it. Tagnoi is freezer of laws. Period. So he couldn't have forgotten. Something my bite of Rav Nachman by Yitzchok.
But when he said the halacha, he didn't say
B'shem
himself, he said
B'shem
Yeshiva, right?
Yes. He wanted to know, you have to understand, it wasn't written, it's all about Pat. Wanted to know, is he a, to be somebody you could rely, you have to know that he took everything seriously, exact. Because if not, you're relying on about Pat, this is not written anywhere. It's not recorded. Like this session is being recorded now, right? Nobody has to remember me. But but that wasn't recorded, and it wasn't being written. So is he reliable? Did they ignore Drush Lakish and nobody took him serious? Is he reliable? The answer is, Rav Zeira says, I don't have to have him reliable. He didn't say he's not reliable, yes, reliable. He just said, he told it to me as soon as he came out. Everybody's reliable at that point. Yes.
Well, this is a general call on Reish Lakish. I mean, elsewhere, if I remember correctly, and remembering is not one of my strong points anymore, but if I remember correctly, Reish Lakish would not talk to someone unless he knew them to be devil.
No. It's Gemara Yuma, what you're referring to, but that Gemara is talking about Dvarim B'Talem. He wouldn't talk to a person in the street,
right,
in public, unless he was 100% reliable. That had nothing to do with the Divrei Torah and the Beis Medrash.
I was saying this is an extension of that general call.
Yeah, but no, here Reish Lakish is talking to the Beis Medrash. He didn't check every individual out. They're talking and learning. This didn't apply here. The whole thing doesn't apply here. Nothing my bite of Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no lo Rav Avim Rav Chia, lo Rav Avim Rav Kana, Rav Avim Stam. This statement came from Rav Avim without a name. There were two Rav Avims. One was the son of Rav Chia, one was the son of Rav Kana. We don't know which Rav Avin it was. So when we're quoting Rav Avin that told us this, we have no last name. In those days it wasn't a last name, it was the son of so-and-so. Why Nafkamina? Remember the day of the day. The Nafkamina is, we can't ask a contradiction if we don't know which is Rav Avin. If we ever find a contradictory statement, you can't, because you don't know which Rav Avin it is. When you have an exact Rav Avin, in case you find a contradictory statement, you have a good question. When you don't know which Rav Avin, whenever you find a contradictory statement, it was the other Rav Avin and the story. So therefore, we don't know. Rashi, another Rav Avin, Rav Chiya b'Shmuel Zush Rav Avin l'Shemati Eza Avin Hu. I didn't learn which oven it is. I don't know which oven it is. It could have been one, it could have been the other. Now, Kamina is the memory of the day of the day. The Panamira says the Kasha, and I'm going to just bring out the Kasha. Why isn't this a chsarn? Why doesn't the Gemara say, I'm a davar b'shem Imrai? I don't know which Rabbanan it is. That means I can't quote it by the right person. The person says, I'm a davar b'shem Imrai. Sufsais of davar b'kever, all these things. Why doesn't the Gemara say that as a factor?
He knows it.
But he doesn't know which one. That means you're not being exact. That's not B'Shem Amrai.
He's not saying his own Torah. He's saying what he heard.
No. B'Shem Amrai means Pashtus, you're saying the exact source. He's not saying an exact source. Somebody says, I heard a halacha. I'm not sure if it was Rabbi Moshe or Rabbi Zalman. That means you're not telling me the exact source.
But if they're both Rabbi Moshe, then it's Rabbi Moshe.
But you know, if there's two Rabbi Moshe, that means you still didn't tell me who it was. The Panim here is built a big insight from this. Again, you know, I sometimes don't like to walk into things. Panim here is being arrived. He has another question. Gemara says that Rabbi Yechonah was upset that they weren't quoting him. Pray to Gemara and Gemara Yevamos. Why did he care so much? The Gemara said, because if you quote somebody, Sufsaisav Daivavitz Bekever, his lips move in the kever. Pray to Panim here is, and the Rabbi Yechonah doesn't know who it is. Whoever it is, the successor will be David McEver. Why is it necessary to quote that person? Just say, this halacha was said, and the Rabbi Yisrael knows exactly who to attribute it to. Why is it necessary that the human being say, I heard it from this? This is the Panamiris' question. Therefore, the Panamiris is a big aside.
No, your answer.
I'll tell you what he said. His answer is, L'reino chinami. Even if you don't quote the person, it's decisive David McEver. But the difference is, if you quote Rambam, people will repeat it, because it's chashev, and they'll say it's worth repeating. So it'll be told over 20 times. If you say, I heard it from somebody, I don't know who, it probably won't be repeated that many times. Because maybe you heard it from your next-door neighbor. Nobody cares what your next-door neighbor said. So by attributing it to a chash of a person, you're causing a riboy in how many times it's said over. So more times the size of David's mekever. Mashenki, if you say it over, I heard from somebody. The somebody might be somebody that nobody... Not why should you repeat it? Because somebody said something, never you repeat it? You only say over something a lot when it has a chash of a name behind it. So if you're going to say, if they don't quote me, nobody will know who it's from. It won't be repeated that many times. That's how you learn. And therefore, the Gemara here is the same thing. The Gemara is asking, might not come in which Rabban it was, meaning, as far as the size of David's Mekever, it'll be the size of David's Mekever, whether we know or we don't know. The answer is, Lemir Midi Day Adi Day. That's how the Panamir
responds. And not only that, the person who's listening to it, don't say who it was, he might not even repeat it once because this isn't even
exactly.
True.
You're right.
This isn't even true.
No, because if you're reliable, they trust you.
If you're reliable, oh, you mean if you're reliable, they're going to trust you.
That you heard it. You come in, you tell me, I was in Detroit or Toronto or wherever travels you were, right? And you come in and you tell me a fart you heard. There's no reason I should doubt that you heard it. But it depends who you tell to me. If you tell to me from Flamin' Miller, I might meet Mr. Goldstein, I'll say, I heard it far from Simon Miller. If you tell me you heard it in Toronto, I might say it over, I might not say it over, because it, you know, doesn't necessarily carry the weight.
But because I said it...
I trust that you heard it. That's all me.
I heard it, but who says it's MS? No.
And again, if I don't trust you, then the whole thing is wrong.
Not that I didn't hear it. Of course, you trust me that I heard it, because the word that I said is true.
All you're telling me is that somebody said the word. Yes, doctor.
I can tell you technically that Upperman's exactly on the right track.
Every time
you remember something, it's not a case of reading it off the CD. Every time you remember something, you rewrite that memory, which is why many people, including the Huggy Rav Moshe, was very mocked that he do exactly what you just did with me, which is quote exactly where you can look up the source. Now, without a written say for a computer looking back up, it's more difficult. And practically, it's impossible.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Abraham was asking a different thing. He was saying, if he came in and told me a VAR from somebody in Toronto, how do I know the VAR is true? Not that I trust him or not. How do I know that the guy said the truth? Maybe he didn't say the truth.
A lie detector will show that he's telling exactly.
No. He's telling, that's not the issue. If I trust him that he's telling me the truth, I trust him that he's telling me the truth. Right. He's saying, how do I know that that person knew what he was talking about? That's all. It's really off the subject. I just wanted to mention the Panam Yuris Yisayin, that it's a big Yisayin. He learns if Sais of Daivavis Mekever happens automatically, whether you attribute it to the person or not. The Rebbeinu Shlom knows who it was, and if you say it over, it works. The only difference is, if you attribute it to somebody chashuv, it's going to be said over more times. And if it's going to be said over more times, it'll be more subsides than ever was recovered. That's how the Panam Yuris learns that Gemara Yevamos. That's all.
Yeah, but, you know, this is why in science when someone like throws out a stat, it's absolutely meaningless unless they can say where it is.
Exactly.
Is it a bear not to say the same?
No. You should not give credit to a credit is due. It's a size of type of the kever. That would be the only reason. That's what the Gemara says the reason is.
Maybe
Shalmai
or maybe
Gulabun? Gemara says maybe
Gulabun. If you say the same
Omer,
it's not a chashuv person.
That's what, again, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was upset that people were saying over halacha from his name, and they didn't quote him. In fact, the Gemara, why did he care? The Gemara Yevamos asked this guy, why did he care? And for the Gemara, because when they say it over B'Shem Imrai, they'll say his name, Sufsai Savdaivavis Mekever. Frecht upon a Meiris, the Rebbeinu Shlom knows who said it. Why won't he attribute it to the person who said it? Why is it necessary that it be quoted from him? Zok upon a Meiris. Of course the Rebbeinu Shlom will attribute it. But if you say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and I'm going to make up these numbers, they'll say it over 142 times. And if you say you heard from somebody, they might say it over once. And therefore, it's an extra 141 times that the halacha will be mentioned. So the size of David ben Zakeva is not from the mention of the name. The mention of the name gives it credibility that people should be quoting it more and more. That's what he's saying, yes.
Who was it who said the ultimate word on this, which is, I don't mind if they say my Torah in their name, but...
Samsev. Right. No, right. He said, I don't mind that they say my Torah in their name as long as they don't say their Torah in my name. That's because he didn't want people to rely on it.
Right,
Don't think my right. Call me name, Rabbi Rav Nachman. Rabbi asked Rav Nachman the following shayla. According to the Rabbanah, that says that she can accept her own get, can she appoint the shliach? Meaning, is her power limited or not? Rabbanah say, father can accept the get, and she can accept the get. Now, the Rabbanah allow her to accept the get, even though her father has rights. Is she an equal? Does she have her independent right? Or maybe not. And the Gemara explains the Shiloh one way, and the Gemara will slug up the explanation and explain it a second way. So we got to give the Gemara a chance. So let's see what the Gemara has to say. That's why we're learning the Gemara. So we can see the Gemara. Let's give the Gemara a chance. Is she considered like her father's hand? Or is the Torah saying, as a Nara, she's like his courtyard? Which means, Kiyadavi Adamya. She's like her father's hand. Ma'aviya Mashvishliach, Avimami Mashvishliach. Meaning, the Torah empowered her to work like her father, therefore she can make a Shliach. She's like her father's extension. I do make a Chatzar Avi Adamya. Vata Midagizi Yadda Lemigarsha. Or maybe the Torah said, she belongs to the father. Therefore, giving it to her is like giving it to him. But not that she has any rights to pass it on. Meaning the Gemara is clearly assuming at this point that at this point, the Gemara is going to talk about it later, but let's give the Gemara a chance, that the father is the main guy here. He's the main guy. He owns rights in her. Rabbanan allowed her also. What is that also? That's what the Gemara is assuming right now. Frek the Gemara. That's the Shaila. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Nara, Rabbanu Dami Mekabela says, Gita Mausha Tasa Acher Shliach Mekabela says, Gita Mechayavia. Kiyanavia Damia, Hod Ami Rabbanon, He Atzma Mekabela. That which Rabbanu says she can accept it. My Sphere Lu, Yanavia Medamulai, or Lukatsar Via Medamulai. The Gemara is assuming that the father is the main person here. The Torah also gave her rights. Is she an extension? Or is she the father's courtyard? And you're really giving it to the father through her? Zok to Gemara, mi mesapkul. What can she make a shliach?
In other words, if she is like the chutzner,
then she can't make a shliach.
And so when if she does make a shliach,
it doesn't work. Then it doesn't work.
And when the father gets to get,
we'll worry about that. That's not the shliach. Let's not add to the story. Let's stick to the story. Let's not complicate matters. Let's try to be simple. Again, we'll worry about what happened. That's not the shy. The Gemara is, can she make a shliach? End of story. Frank, the Gemara, me mesap kaloi l'rava. Does Rava have that suffix? Let me explain. A chutzer has to be mishtameres l'daitai. In order for me to kind of get with a chutzer, a woman, the chutzer has to be watched under her control. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, we will repeat right now. If you give the get to her Eved when he's awake, she's not begaresious because he's watching it on his own. She's not the one watching it. If he's sleeping, the Gemara says, it is begaresious. Right? That's what the Gemara says, because then she's watching the get. Yeah. A chutzer to work has to be under her watch. If somebody else is watching it, it can't be kind of get. That's halacha. So the question is, how can you say the girl is her father's chutzer? He's not watching it. She's watching it. You can't call her a chutzer. Chutzer only works when the owner of the chatzar is the one watching the chatzar. If there's somebody else watching the chatzar, then the get can't work in Hilchos Chatzar. As we see, if a woman owns an Eved Kanani, and you give her a get to the Eved Kanani while he's awake, she's not Mugareshes. If he's sleeping and she's standing there, then she is Mugareshes.
Wait, she's there?
Even if she's there.
No, and she's there.
And she's there.
But if she wouldn't be there...
Then she wouldn't be Mugareshes.
No, she wouldn't be Mugareshes.
Because it's not Mishtameris.
Because... It's, right. Exactly.
Rewind the tape to that chav. I'll open it. We had this Gemara.
I heard originally, when he's asleep, it is Mishtameris. Well, what?
Okay. Right. Barma Rava, Kasav get benasin labiyat avda. You wrote a get and gave it to her Evan. Yashar mishamrasa haris a get. He's sleeping and she's watching him to get. Near ain't a get. She's awake. Not. Near am I in a get. I would have cut him to marry with Daita. He's talking Daita. If you're going to say, Chatzar via Damia, that she's considered the Chatzar, he must have given you the Namala to Garish. I would have cut him to with Daita via. She's his Chatzar, he has to be watching it. And even if he's standing there, herself. The answer is, of course she's her father's hand. She's not a Chatzar. That's not in question at all. So what's the Shiloh? How strong is she? Is she an equal, or does she have less power? Now we're changing it. Until now, we assumed that she either is an equal or she's a chutzner. No, she's not a chutzner. The question is, as her father, does she get? How he come and buy it? Is she like her father? Is she an equal? And she can make a shliach? I lie. Amalai? So Rav Nachman answered him. I think it was Rav Rava asked Rav Nachman, if I remember correctly. Yes. Told him, ain't Isa shliach. The girl is not empowered to make a shliach. I'd like to do Rashi before we answer any questions. Dr. Rashi, me mistopically the Rav is a other mendaz tyrus chotzik shunir, that a person should have a tyrus chotzik when he's awake. Yashim mishabrat says again, I will chotzik mishabrat le daita, I'll yada through her. Near ain't again. I will chotzik mishabrat le daita, and that's my, he's watching himself. They need them the chotzik gemura. The chi is rabbi chotzera, mishum the stam chotzik mishabrat api abaylam. Dr. Rashi, you don't have to be standing there. As long as you have a fence that you're in charge of, that you open and lock, that's watch for you. Ain't a get that she get on the other. That's right. Period. Yes, doctor.
So, we seem to have this principle that Evan Kanani has their own dog. Seems to be accepted without question by everyone here.
Yes.
But we also have the same, we have the opposite, that the dots of an Evid is the dots of his master. He does not have an independent dots.
Where do you ever see that?
Maybe I'm making it up.
An Evid has no possessions. It doesn't say he has no dots.
No possessions, but... Okay. That's very unsettling because that means I'm wrong in a major thing I thought.
Yes.
When we're supposed to get into a yard with a fence, that's Mishtameris, good, but does she have to know what's there?
No. Well, I shouldn't say no. I said a blatant no. It really depends on the Gemara and Gittin we had. You have to tell her how is that Gittin. And if you tell her later, can it work, or you have to take it back and give it again? It was Machlekes Tanoim in 8th Perek and Perek and Gittin. The woman's sleeping, you hand her a get, and then she wakes up, and you say, Haris Agitech. Woman Yama said that works, and Woman Yama said you have to take it back and give it to her again. So that would be the same Shiloh here.
Now we have something to do during vacation.
Try to cause her to get in.
Yeah. Everyone says, why is there, what do you do?
Rabbi Nishlam taught Maitre Rabbeinu. He gave him a hefzik, being partial of parsha. Gave him a break. What was Maitre doing? Right. They'd say.
An Aro and a father can't be mistamer guarding the chotzer at one time, right?
I don't know what that means.
The Baal throws in, the get into the chotzer.
Who's chotzer?
I don't know.
We don't know. They don't answer the question.
In other words, the father owns the chotzer.
So then the girl is not negaya. You're not going to divorce the girl.
He tells her, keep an eye on the property.
That's a different story. Can you make an agent to keep an eye on your property? That's what you're asking.
That's what I'm asking.
So forget about the daughter. Ask me anybody else. I ask somebody to please watch my property.
Does that take the ball out of the...
You're asking a question that has nothing to do with one shimer at a time or 18 shimer at a time. You're asking me a question. Can I appoint an agent to watch it for me? That's what you're asking.
Actually, multiple agents. His father and his daughter.
But what do you need? Forget. Why are we coming? Why are you
want? I don't need that. You're right.
Okay. I'm not sure. I would say yes, but I'm not sure. I would say you could appoint an agent, but I can't prove it at this point. Again, without the Gemara about Metzia, it differentiates between a get and a monetary thing, how chatzah works. Chatzah by money doesn't need to be mishtameres l'daitai, because it works as shlichas. Chatzah can be a shliach, but by get it can't be a shliach, because she didn't appoint it as a shliach. She doesn't want the get necessarily, so it has to be a yad. So it's a different thing, but it's a Gemara about Matiyah, and it's not the sugya now, so we're not going to go there, and everybody should have a wonderful day.